it's really important to remember that it is an incredible problem that 53% of women in this country, 53% of white women in this country voted for Donald Trump, which means that they're not only voting against the interests of their sisters, of women who may not look like them, who they may not understand, but whose rights are just as important, but it's also remember that they are in that case voting against their own best interests. And to me, a part of feminism is it's almost like being a parent to a teenager where they're so mad at you, they think you're such a piece of crap, and you're like, I know you hate me right now, but I love you, and everything I'm doing is because I love you, and I want us all to be safe.
But those women, to their defense, believe that he's going to bring back jobs, a lot of them, because they're voting for their husbands and their family. How do you respond to that?
Well, I think what's really hard is obviously it pains me as, you know, a Caucasian woman to think about how many women didn't think about women who looked different or had different life experiences than them. They didn't look outside their own backyard when they made the choice to vote for Donald Trump.
But in their own backyard, they have no jobs. That's their
what problem. I was going to say
when
is that
put food on the table, it's hard for them to see another perspective when they're clearing no money to pay for health care. Do you know what I'm saying?
Well, I don't mean to. I'm sorry I interrupted you. I was raised not to do that.
I'm sorry. I actually interrupted you. I'm sorry.
I think it's really important. Of course, I understand what you're saying. And I also think it's really important to understand that so many women aren't raised with the rhetoric of self-empowerment. Mm-hmm. And the messages that they're hearing from Donald Trump may be very similar to the messages they've always heard from their fathers, from their brothers, from their husbands. They haven't been given the message that they do matter. Yeah. And so, while I think we have an incredible amount of work to do with enlightening those women, I also have sympathy for the societal structures that keep them from understanding what they need to keep themselves safe.